Shad and Carly.
We are building the ultimate cake, Cairns cake, the people's cake, and we're asking you what needs to be included in the layers of this cake to keep everyone happy.
Chai spice, like as in chai tea. It's amazing. I make cakes and I put it in and it's delicious.
I'm not going to lie to you. Carly's face did not seem approving.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm more of a, you know, sugary kind of icing, kind of chocolate
There's
kind of
space,
girl. But
so you might
you know
need to
what?
Put it on the list.
This is
I
the people's
you,
cake.
Delicious.
Okay, I am taking
a
leap of faith here.
Okay.
All right.
Chai cake.
Thank you so much for your suggestion.
No.
It's on the list.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's see if we get something and get a smile on your face.
Okay.
Okay, who have we got here on 13 Shore 16?
Hi, it's Sandy here. How are you?
Sandy, we're doing well. We've got to get your flavour out here real quick because we've got to get into the news. So what do you got for us?
Beetroot chocolate.
What, sorry?
Beetroot and chocolate.
What is going on?
People are going rogue here.
What is happening with these flavours?
Don't knock it till you try it.
Carly's having a heart attack. She's waiting for things like caramel.
I thought cake was
and...
for, you know, enjoying. I'm not trying to have a salad over here and a cup of tea. All right. Okay, we are open to suggestions.
Hey, if it's got your guarantee, Sandy, we're going to add it to the list, all right?
It's good enough for Sandy. It's good enough for me.
Kids at a daycare can't be wrong. They loved it.
All right, okay. Kids at daycare love it. You're like a toddler. Thank you very much. We're going to get into the news. Give us your suggestions, 13, 12, 16 for cake flavours. Lockie, mate, we need to add some flavours to this cake. What do you reckon?
Cookies and cream.
Oh, Lockie. Yeah!
Lockie, you have chosen the greatest flavour known to man.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, Lockie, it is 100% locked in.
Good on you. Good on you, Lockie. Thanks for your suggestion. Listen out for when we can tell you when you can come and taste that bad boy.
Yep.
Tom on 13, Charles 16, we've had cookies and cream as a suggestion. What have you got to add to our cake of all cakes?
I reckon chalk banana.
Oh, okay.
I'm all right with the chalk banana. I could get around a little bit of chalk banana. If someone can get Turkish Delight in, we can get his chalk banana in.
All right.
We're adding it to the list,
okay.
Brother.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Sue on 13, Charles 16, we are looking for cake suggestions still, and you have got one that I've never heard of.
Hummingbird cake.
Hummingbird.
Yes.
I thought you said honeybird.
Hummingbird.
Did I just come up with a new cake flavour?
It's got pineapple in it. So it's like your carrot cake, but it's got pineapple.
Oh, God.
I love the carrot cake as well, but it's got, this one's got pineapple.
I could get around that for sure.
This is just becoming like that Friends episode where Rachel goes rogue and throws everything in that casserole.
I think this is good. I reckon this is great.
Okay, it's on the list. So what's it called?
A hummingbird.
Hummingbird.
Like a hummingbird.
I don't know. I mean, I feel for Dale at Jack Lee's trying to figure out how he's going to make all these flavour combos work.
If he can make it work, that would be awesome.
Right.
Will you be down there? We're going to do our taste test on Friday.
Yeah, we're thinking Friday morning. We'll have to wait and see. Okay, we'll keep you up to date, all right? Cheers, dude.
Thank you. Have a day. Bye.
I've got a whole A4 page.
You got a lot of maybes in there
here
that you're not happy with, have you? Who have we got here?
You've got Cindy.
Cindy, 13, 12, 16. What have you got for us cake flavour wise? Now, bearing in mind, we have had some crazy ones. We've had some beetroot chocolate
did me.
We've had chai seed something or other, chai tea or something.
Chai tea. Chopped banana was even.
I like chopped banana. Chopped banana is great.
I don't know.
And we've also had Turkish Delight. What have you got? Is it going to be something that we
Please
understand?
Just say mud cake.
It's going to blow them all away. It's called the Triple Threat Cake.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're listening
now.
The Hugh Jackman. The Hugh Jackman of cakes. Okay.
Yeah, here
you can dance, you can sing.
It does everything. It's got alcohol. Anyway, so it's the cake is Guinness, coffee, and chocolate.
All right. Now you've lost me.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't want to have to be licensed to sell this thing.
Oh, you need a license, right? Well, you won't drive with it afterwards.
Guinness, coffee and chocolate.
Yeah, I think we're drawing the line here. If we
write it down,
write it down. I think people are trolling us.
This has turned into what's the craziest flavour cakes we can come up with?
So Guinness, chocolate, and what?
Coffee. Right. It is awesome, and it's moist. It's really, really good.
It's called a triple threat. That word. Have you written down triple threat? It's called a triple threat cake.
Triple threat moist cake.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay, we're going to take it on board.
The whole thing, this just makes me uncomfortable.
Thanks for the suggestion.
No worries.
She was by far the most controversial contestant in the running for love on Bachelor in Paradise, and she joins us now. It's Florence. Good morning.
Good morning.
When I say controversial, I don't really mean you were that controversial. It's kind of the situation you found yourself in with Jake completely throwing you under the bus.
Yeah, it was hectic. It was interesting to watch, to say the least, because obviously I hadn't seen everything that happened when you're in the middle of it. So, yeah, it's been interesting to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, and you're really good at letting it go as well, we found out last time. How's it like watching that on the telly now after it's all gone down?
Sunday night's episode, that was really hard to watch because I have to say there was a lot of creative editing involved. I can't remember that there were any dramas, and I even received text messages from Tara saying, like, I can't remember you making a deal out of anything. So it was edited. Please keep that in mind.
Now, you weren't around because another thing when we caught up with Leah and Eden yesterday, they revealed something else to us. You weren't on the island at the time, I don't think, but what we found out is a lot of these Bachelor in Paradise people have been keeping in touch since.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the other two people that were involved in writing the letter that apparently Eden gave to, who was it?
Alora.
Yes, I do know who those people were, but Eden doesn't want to talk about it, so I'm not going to talk on his behalf.
Oh,
I wonder why Eden's protecting that person, because he copped so much crap for it.
I know. I'm very proud of him for doing that. And I told him that he really doesn't have to, but he keeps saying, I ain't no snitch. We cut up for breakfast 3 days ago, and he was like, I'm not going to snitch. But it was hard to watch that they put the blame on him because there were two people involved who everyone loves, and I don't think anyone would expect that they were involved, but they were. And, yeah, I'm surprised they haven't stepped forward and said, like, yo, it was us too. But, yeah, he copped a lot of hate for that.
It was definitely Tara, for sure, I reckon.
It could be, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, Shad's friends with Tara, so I've got to tread carefully here.
Yeah, careful.
sorry it didn't work out for you, Florence, but I don't think that those men could have handled you on that island anyway.
Probably not. I'm a handful.
Well, you know, maybe we'll see you married at first sight next season.
Oh, no. Never.
Are you the new bachelorette?
Can't confirm nor deny. No, I don't think so, to be honest, guys.
Thanks, Hayes, for catching up with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me.
But Chad had a bit of a washing fail. I mean, there's no surprises here. It's not really my forte. But how I do the washing is I pick everything up and I dump it in the wash. Mm-hmm. I found a wedge heel in the middle of the washing the other day.
Just the one.
Mm. Don't know where the other one went. Yeah.
Cinderella's out there somewhere.
But I think that's a result of me just dumping everything in the wash at once. Anyway, put it up on my Insta stories. Ha, 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 look what I did. Stupid me. Mm. I got people DMing me going, this wouldn't happen if you separated your whites from your colours. And I'm like, that's not a thing. Who's doing that?
It is a thing, but it's not something that I would be constantly doing.
No. Anybody got time for that?
Some people do. Your own partner does it.
I know, and I'm not allowed to go near his whitewashing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Well, I can't wear white as a general rule anyway.
So you wanted to know if it's a thing.
Yes.
On 13 Charles 16, we got Jojo. How you doing, Jojo?
I'm all right, mate.
What are you doing? Are you separating it? Because this is the thing. What I do like about you not splitting them up, Carly, is that you don't see colour. You're colourblind.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's, you know, if there was more of us in this world doing that, it would be a happier place.
I hate segregation.
Yeah. Has no space on this show. Jojo, what about you? Are you a bigot when it comes to washing?
No segregation here either. It gives my mum an eye twitch. She's just come to stay and she watched me just bunch it all up off the floor and dump everything in together. And you can't do that. My house, I'll do what I want.
It literally pays to do that too, because how good is it when some loose change falls out? You feel like you've just won the pokies.
all the time.
Right.
Great.
So have you ever had a situation, it was a wedge heel in your case, Carly.
Yeah.
Have you had anything appear because you've just done the big floor pickup?
Not a wedge heel, but a green tree frog once.
Oh, that would freak me
that's
out.
That's a hygienic home you've got there.
Yeah.
Did you pick it off the outside, off the ground outside? Like, what happened?
Picked up the outdoor laundry, picked it up, dumped it in, and poor little fella, he didn't make it.
Green tree frogs.
If I separated my white and colours, though, I might have found the green.
How damp and, well, actually, yeah, that's true, actually. That could have saved the frog. I'm wondering how damp and manky it was in that pile of clothes for a frog to feel like it was a place to live.
Oh, look, stop judging, Chad.
Yeah, I'm not judging at all, Jojo. Just cover it up with some Febreze and there you go. Put it in the drawer. We'll be right.
I don't know about it.